with the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines. The special favor of Allah, Aliya Allah. The special favor of Allah, Aliya Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Aliya Allah. Universe is the body and its soul, Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Many of you have traveled from Lahore to Jung, and then from Jung, now many of you was about 3 or 4 hours after having traveled. We have arrived in Pak Patan, and now Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have arrived at the blessed shrine of Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganj Shakar. Now Shakar refers to sugar. Yes, we would call it sugar. Why is it that he is known as Ganj Shakar? You'll have to stick with us. We'll be hearing about the life, the studies, the endeavor, the hardship, the sufferings, the difficulties, and ultimately their success, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's go inside, let's get a better look, and let's hear more about the life of Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganj Shakar rahmallahu ta'ala.
To visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have come inside the blessed Mizar Sharif. MashaAllah, by my side we can see Mizar Sharif of Hazrat Fariduddin Ganj Shakar rahmallahu ta'ala. I would like to mention a few points about their life. It said firstly, subhanAllah, in terms of their lineage, that their lineage goes back to that of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, the lineage of Hazrat Fariduddin Ganj Shakar rahmallahu ta'ala links back to who? The second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Fariduddin Ganj Shakar rahmallahu ta'ala, his parents were not actually born in the country of Pakistan, no. It said that his grandfather rahmallahu ta'ala, also a great subhanAllah, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would be in Kabul, which is in modern day Afghanistan. But the situation in Kabul became very, very difficult for the, especially the Muslims, that is. The Tatars, they went and conquered Kabul in Afghanistan. And yes, the grandfather was fighting against him, but many of the Muslims later migrated from Afghanistan. As we've seen from many of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had in actual fact migrated from Afghanistan and they had made their way to Pakistan. But where did they come to in Pakistan? They came to the city of Lahore, and then from Lahore they went to Qusur. Qusur is on the outskirts of Lahore, but it's more towards the border between Pakistan and India. And whilst in Qusur, the grandfather of Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganj Shakar rahmallahu ta'ala, he was also made the Qadi, the judge of Qusur. Now sometime later they had migrated towards Multan side, and this is mid Pakistan. And this is where Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganj Shakar rahmallahu ta'ala was born. And there's a beautiful, you can say, a karama, a beautiful incident which takes place at the birth of Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala. As for what this is, we shall hear about it very, very soon.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. الحمد لله عز وجل. حضرت بابا فريد گنج شکر رحم الله تعالى, فريد الدين گنج شکر رحم الله تعالى. It said that when they were born, now their father's name was حضرت جمال الدين رحم الله تعالى. The father himself was a wali of Allah سبحانه وتعالى too. And it said that, as we mentioned, the father was the governor, he was the judge, he was the respectable person of the time. And then from Qusur he traveled to Multan, and it is within the city of Multan that Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganj Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala was born. And when he was born, the day he was born was known as Yawm al-Shak, which literally means the day of ambiguity or the day of doubt. Why? Because in order to determine the next month, we must sight the moon. So that day in which people are searching for the moon. Now what happened was, the people, they came to Hazrat Jamaluddin, the father of Hazrat Fariduddin Ganj Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala, and they said to him, will we be fasting tomorrow or will we not? He says that we have not seen the moon as of yet. So the normal ruling is, if you've not seen the moon, and we will not fast the very next day. And then they went to another wali, a qutb, subhanallah, a person from the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they asked him, they said to him, that some other people, they asked him, that will we be fasting tomorrow? He says that what you need to do is, if you've not sighted the moon, then go to the house of Jamaluddin Rahmallahu Ta'ala, the same person, the father of Hazrat Fariduddin Ganj Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person who they went to see. He says, tomorrow in the house of Hazrat Jamaluddin Rahmallahu Ta'ala, there shall be a child who is born. And this child is a wali from the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And go to the household when he is born and ask about him. Is he drinking his mother's milk or is he not drinking his mother's milk? If he is drinking his mother's milk tomorrow, then this means that tomorrow is not the day, the month of Ramadan. Tomorrow is not a day of fasting. So none of you will need to keep your fast tomorrow. But if he does not drink his mother's milk, then this is because he is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And although he is born on the very same day, but although he is born on the very same day, if he does not drink the milk of his mother, this is because he is fasting. And he is fasting because it is the month of Ramadan. Yes. And so the very next day, this new child who was born, Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganj Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala, who was born, my dear viewers, what happens? He does not drink his mother's milk, but rather he waits until Maghrib. And from there, everybody was able to determine and understand that that was the day of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Subhanallah, this is a sign of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt this is a karama of Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganj Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala. Now remember, his parents were both awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his father as well as his mother. It's stated that his father had passed away when he was very, very young. Now Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Rahimahullah Ta'ala, from a very, very young age, he would love shakar. He would love shakar. And his mother knew this too, that my child, this child loves shakar. So what would his mother do? She would say to him, you pray your salah. You read your five daily prayers. And every time you read your prayer, then you will find below your musalla, below your prayer mat, you will find some shakr there. You'll find some sugar there. So what would he do? Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakr Rahmallahu Ta'ala, who would love to eat shakr, what would he do? He would pray his daily salah. And after he had prayed his salah, he would take a look under his prayer mat. And having taken a look under his prayer mat, what would he see? He would see shakr. He would see this form of, you can say, brown natural sugar. And then he would eat and he would consume this. And subhanAllah, he would be happy. So this was with one prayer. And then the same happens with another prayer. Same with the third prayer. He would love it so much, he would not get bored of it. And he would continue to recite his daily prayers. He would recite from a very, very young age. Every single prayer he would perform. One day what happened? SubhanAllah. One day it was time for prayer. He performed his prayer and then he is about to take a look under his prayer mat. And his mother, she remembers that she had been so busy. She had not had the opportunity to place any shakr below or beneath the prayer mat. SubhanAllah. She says, "Oh, Farid." His name was actually Mus'ud. Later he became known as Fariduddin Rahimullah Ta'ala. "Oh Mus'ud, oh my child, you prayed your salah?" He says, "Yes, I prayed my salah." "Did you find any shakr below your musallah, below the prayer mat?" He says, "Oh mother, yes, I did find it." And subhanAllah, the mother thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She had forgotten to place this shakr below the prayer mat, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed it below the prayer mat. SubhanAllah. I leave you with the Madani channel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. And there's in fact another incident mentioned about shakr too. That Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shakr Rahmallahu Ta'ala, that sometimes he would not have any food whatsoever and he would be so hungry. He would go and he would place a stone in his mouth. But when he would place a stone in his mouth, SubhanAllah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this would turn and morph into shakr. And then he would be able to eat it and consume it. SubhanAllah. Maybe it was, so this is a sign of one of the great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And right now we are in, besides his very own masjid, besides the shrine of Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shakr Rahimullah Ta'ala. And we pray that by his means, by his intercession, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success in this world and in the Akhirah. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal move on.
To visit the sands, to visit the sands, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sands is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the sands is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we are speaking about Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shakr Rahmallahu Ta'ala. And Hazrat Fariduddin Ganji Shakr Rahmallahu Ta'ala, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a child, you know, we've heard about some of the miracles, but he then went out to seek knowledge and he went towards the madrasa. In the madrasa, in the, you could call it a jami'ah, in the Islamic university, he was reading. And he was reading a book by the name of Nafi'. This was the name of this book, Nafi'. He was reading this book, his attention was towards this book. And then a person comes and walks in. This person who walked in was Hazrat Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmallahu Ta'ala, another great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sheikh, a peer, a Chishti peer. And for this reason, Hazrat Imam Baba Fariduddin Rahmallahu Ta'ala, he himself was also Chishti. Now, when that person came in, Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shakr Rahmallahu Ta'ala, he raises his eyes and he was overwhelmed by the awe of this person, the nur, the light emanating from this person. Now normally he would not divert his attention from his book, but in this case he wasn't able to keep his eyes lowered and keep his eyes down. He turns towards the sheikh And the Shaykh says to him, "What is it you are reading?" He says, "I am reading Nafi'." And the Shaykh says, "Is it beneficial?" This is what Nafi'a means, that which is beneficial. The Shaykh says, "Is this beneficial for you?" And he says that with your love and trust, inshallah, with your du'as, yes, this shall be beneficial for me. Alhamdulillah, he then gives his hand in allegiance to the Shaykh. You see, some of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that you are just automatically inspired and overwhelmed by their greatness, by their presence itself. This was one of those individuals. And then what happens, the next part, is what is so beautiful, honestly. It is so beautiful. Whilst reading this, I was amazed by it. What happened then was, after some time, this Shaykh was about to leave Multan, about to go. And as I said, Baba Fariduddin, Ganji Shaykh Rahmallahu Ta'ala, he thought, I might as well leave with him too. So he joined him. But then this Shaykh, he turns around and he says to him, "Where is it you are going?" He says that, "Oh Shaykh, I wish to serve you. I wish to spend time with you." And this speed, Hazrat Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmallahu Ta'ala, he says that, "Oh Fariduddin, no. Oh Fariduddin, no, not now. Now is not the time. You are seeking knowledge. Right now, you are seeking knowledge. Continue to seek knowledge. When you have completed your studies, then come and join me in India, in Delhi, in India." Allahu Akbar. And then what is the reason he gives? He says, "The O Fariduddin, the reason I am preventing you from joining me is because a zahid, he who tries to seek out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he who tries to spiritually gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that a zahid without knowledge, an ignorant zahid, is nothing but a doll or a joke before the shaitan." Allahu Akbar. And the views of Madan Shaun, honestly, a beautiful lesson taught by the teacher of Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shaykh Rahmallahu Ta'ala is what? That attain spirituality, but what is more important and what should be given priority? What should be done first? And yes, by means of this, you can also gain spirituality. But what is this? Seeking knowledge. Seeking Islamic knowledge. This is absolutely necessary and it is a prerequisite for success in terms of spirituality. And if it was, that's all for now. Let's continue. And then inshallah, we shall be hearing much more about this great saint, this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shaykh Rahmallahu Ta'ala. And behind me, mashallah, you can see this is the masjid itself. These are the doors of the masjid within this, you can say, sanctuary. Mashallah, it's absolutely beautiful. Let's move on.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine.
Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shaykh Rahmallahu Ta'ala, he was a beautiful personality. His every action, his etiquette, his mannerism would be in accordance to the practices, the sunnahs, the traditions of the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam himself. Yes, he said about something, subhanAllah, which are outstanding. One, his teaching abilities were actually phenomenal. It said that whenever he would be teaching, the people would be listening with their full attention. They would be giving him their full attention. They would not be looking sideways. Why? Because his style, his method was absolutely beautiful. It was very, very attractive, and people would enjoy sitting in his classes and listening. Now, as well as this, his method of teaching, he would be able to break very, very difficult things. He would be able to break them down and teach them in a very simple manner. And this is a great teaching ability. Yes, that when a person is teaching, it's easy to make something difficult. You could just read something from a book, no. But rather you should be able to break it down and make it easy for a person to be able to understand. Now, subhanAllah, as well as this, it said about his manners, his etiquette, his day-to-day life, that those things which he really, really desired sometimes, and those things which his very own nafs would ask for, would request and demand, he would not always fulfill the wishes of his nafs. What is the nafs? The nafs is that which always requires ease. So for example, right now it is very, very hot. So right now I personally, I'm feeling like some very, very cold water. I wish, you know, I could have some very cold water. What is this? This is my nafs speaking. Why? Because in actual fact, all I actually require is water. But why is it that I wish for cold water? Just for me to fulfill my desire. This is what the nafs is. Now it said that Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala, he would love grape. He would love to eat grape. And what happened is, once he thought, you know, I wish for grape, and then he was able to identify that, no, this is actually my nafs speaking. It's my nafs which wishes to eat grape. So what does he do? He picks a custom, as we would say. He swears an oath that from now on, oh nafs, you are asking for grape. From now on, I shall never, ever in my entire life eat any grape. And subhanAllah, those who have spent their entire life with Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala, they testify that after he had sworn this oath, his entire life, he had never ate a single grape. SubhanAllah. This was him. And this is a sign of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fight their very own nafs. They don't wish for ease in this world in order to attain the ease and the greatness and the luxuries of the hereafter. SubhanAllah, I said that one person, he once came to Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala, and he presented a gift before him. Now what is this gift? This gift is actually a pair of scissors. He presents and he gives to him a pair of scissors. Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala, he says to the person, he says to him that, you have given me a pair of scissors, give me a needle. Do not give me scissors, but rather give me a needle. What's the reason? He says, what do scissors do? Scissors, they cut. Scissors tear apart. Scissors break things. But rather, a needle, what does a needle do? A needle joins things. And he says, I do not cut ties. I do not break things, but rather I join things. He says, I do not wish to ever cut anything. I only wish to join things. Do not give me scissors. Please give me a needle. SubhanAllah. This is his wisdom, his way of looking at things. And this is a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's go and give our salam to Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala. Let's make our prayers, inshallah, and seek blessings, gain blessings from this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines. The blessed. the blessed shine.